From Corporation Counsel requesting authorization to amend Section 201.24, subs 3.3, 3.5, and 3.11 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances as it pertains to pension benefits in preparation for implementation of possible state-mandated employee pension contributions. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit, the Pension Study Commission, and the Pension Board. Finance and Audit laid this item over to the call of the chair, and the Pension Study Commission did not address this item at their meeting this morning. I also have input from the Pension Board as to how they weighed in on this item.
Jim.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisors.
Thank you. I just wanted to clarify the scheduled meeting for the Pension Study Commission failed to assemble a quorum, so that's the reason why there was no discussion on the agendized items this morning. The meeting needs to be rescheduled when the quorum of members can't attend.
Thank you very much for that clarification. Mr. Grady, you're a popular man today.
Mr. Chairman, the Finance Committee took the action it took yesterday at my request, or the item is really not ready. What happened is a couple of things. First of all, we, in discussion with the actuary on how to draft the ordinance and how to apply the formula, it was originally drafted, and what's before you is basing the contribution percentage on the budget estimate that we receive every year from the actuary. The actuary felt that that was not the right way to base it, that we should base it on what's called the actual required contribution that we also receive every year. And so, and Mr. Mansky was in agreement with that. So that would be an amendment to the ordinance language, which we could do today. And we could clarify the ordinance and have that piece done. The problem is on the mathematics side. The language of the state law for Milwaukee County retirement system and for Milwaukee County is very similar to, if not identical to, the language for the state retirement system. And so in trying to decide how to do this contribution, how to calculate the contribution, we're looking to the state retirement system as an example. The problem we've had is trying to figure out how the state does it. Their system is different than ours in a lot of fundamental ways, but their actuarial report uses different smoothing methods than we do. They do a different calculation than we do. They do contribution percentages based on employee groups, which we don't do. And so we ran into a problem in the last few days when the actuary and Mr. Mansky started looking at this and realizing it was much more difficult than we anticipated. It's not as simple as saying the county has to pay $30 million next year, the employees have to pay $15 million, because it's not that simple. We have to exclude some people, the deputy sheriffs and firefighters, and so we have to take them out, and we don't want the remaining employees paying for their benefits. And then we also, the bigger issue is what's called the unfunded or prior service liability and how to allocate that. Most of that liability is associated with retirees, not active employees, but there's got to be some method, in fact, to allocate that back to active employees. And so we ended up in a situation where we really weren't ready to give you an appropriate fiscal note. And the language of the ordinance merely says the county board will establish in its annual budget what the percentage shall be. So the ordinance is simple, and the ordinance could be adopted. But we right now can't tell you what that percentage would be or how we're going to calculate it. So we asked for a layover for 1 month. Well, it was a layover to call the chair, but we're going to be asking for a layover to the July cycle. We do not believe that that's a problem. The law, even if as anticipated, goes into effect on June 29th, it will not apply until subsequent pay periods, and the county board will have met in time for us to take the action needed to take it from paychecks in August. So we think the timing still works to do it in July and be in compliance with the state law. And we frankly need to figure out the formula, how to calculate the contribution. And the actuary and Mr. Mansky need to work together to do that, and they need to consult with the state's actuary to do that.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt-Tall is going to make the motion and lay this item over for the next cycle. Personnel.
I forgot one other thing. I wanted to say the main reason for this ordinance is merely we have to comply with the state law. I mean, if the state law says take contributions, we're going to take contributions. The point behind this ordinance is to allow us to take them on a pre-tax basis. Without the ordinance, we can't do that. And so we just need to get that in place. The ordinance doesn't do anything other than codify the state law and allow us to take them on a pre-tax basis.
Supervisor Rice.
Does staff, anyone present here, have any estimate on the fiscal impact of the proposed change? What amount of money are we talking about, perhaps on a monthly basis, that's involved? Would you prepare, or somebody else might have that information?
There was a fiscal note attached. The problem is if the formula changes, the fiscal results are going to change. The actuary's report was based on some assumptions which he's now second-guessing himself on. And so what you have, I think, is, for example, in 2012, based on the actuary's original recommendation, approximately $8 to $9 million of employee contributions next year. But if the formula changes, that could change. My guess is, in fact, that will go up. The formula will cause a higher percentage and it will go up, but we don't know for certain at this moment.
The point of my question, I guess, I think, understood by all of us that proceeding as expeditiously as possible on this, I think, will be important for our, you know, for the county's benefit, fiscal benefit. And so I would hope that the intent of the motion, the action, is not interpreted as anything to suggest that the committee does not want us to move quickly on this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Comments? I guess my comment on this whole situation is I'm actually glad to hear that it's going to be relooked at, because as I read this over, I had a hard time, I guess, agreeing with the actuary's reasoning for the contribution level that he was saying was going to be required. The $8 to $9 million versus $26 million overall cost is a far cry from being 50%. And so I had a lot of questions on that grounds, or on his formula. So perhaps as he corrects it, you can, you know, I can ask my questions without having to be tying up meeting time here, but I think a lot of things need to be answered yet here. So his assumptions, I didn't agree with his assumptions that he had stated in his letter. And now it sounds like maybe he's second-guessing some of those as well.
You should be an expert.
I don't want to Mr. Chairman, I don't want to overstate it. I mean, I think he believes that the method he picked was an appropriate method, but we've decided we'd like to do it as closely as possible to the state in the way they are doing it. We aren't going to be able to do it exactly the same way they do it because our system is just different. Mm-hmm. But we want to get as close to them as possible because they have the same legal requirement as we do. And so it's going to change, I believe, somewhat from his report. I don't think it's going to be – you're not going to see a number that is 50% of $26 million as employee contributions because it's going to exempt some people, deputy sheriffs and firefighters, among other people. And you need to allocate some portion of the – unfunded liability to those groups of people. And so I don't think it's ever going to be exactly 50% of the county contribution, but it's going to be different than the numbers that you have in front of you today.
Right, and that I understand, but you know, he has comments about maintenance costs, and he had a lot of things in there that I just didn't think made sense from my understanding of the SB 10. So, all right, thank you very much. And we'll lay this up. Well, we have to vote. We don't have to vote on the layover motion, do we?
Sure.
We're going to vote on the layover motion. Thank you, sir.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Schmidt?
And it was for 1 month.
Yes, to the July meeting cycle.
Okay. Aye.
Cesars?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to layover to the July meeting cycle is approved.
Yeah.